Good morning, church. Let's stand. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you once again that as we have songs here, we're having the breath of life here this morning. We made the conscious decision to do how to spend our morning. And so, Father God, as we're going to praise you, we're going to lift up our voices. We want to worship you now, Father God, in spirit and in truth. Just to be able to come to you free and uninhibited, to give you that glory, that it's what it's going to be like one day when we're in heaven, just giving everything to you. And so, Father, we just ask for a tiny bit, a glimpse of what it's going to be like. And we just thank you for just moving among us here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Savior, to live and die no more. I Sweetest name I know fills my air.
3 says, feasting on the riches of His grace and resting neath His sheltering wing, always looking on His smiling face, that is why I shout and sing. You know what depression is? Depression is when you lose sight of that. When you stop looking at Jesus. When you go, oh, I'm totally distracted, like Peter was when he was walking out on the water, and it says that he looked at the waves. He lost sight of Jesus. Jesus was the one that was making everything happen. He keeps me singing.
Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. And to him that ordereth this conversation aright, will I show the salvation of God.
Amen. Amen.
Sins and prayers to bear. What a privilege.
to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Trouble anywhere. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every to the Lord in prayer. Are we weak and heavy laden, covered with a load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge, take it to the Lord in prayer. Do thy friends despise, forsake thee? Find us all this land. My Jesus, I love.
Jesus, we love you. We love you, we adore you, Lord. We bow down before you. We bow down before you. Oh, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on us this morning. Fall afresh on us. Hallelujah. We surrender all to you this morning. For we are yours, we've been bought with a price. And we ask you today, use us, send us, Not our will, but thy will be done, we pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 In 2 Chronicles 7:14 it says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:6. He says, hallelujah, praise his holy name. Praise the name of Jesus. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous his thoughts. And return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon them. And to our God, and he will abundantly pardon them. For my ways are not thy ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For as the heaven is above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And Lord, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. We know that really well, Lord. We know it well. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and returns not thither, but it waters the earth, that it may bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that shall proceed out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the things whereto I send it. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you and praise you, Lord. And we pray that let this be the scripture on every church in America. Let it be the scripture ringing on the, O Lord, on the ears of everyone, every church around America. We pray in the name of Jesus that they can fast and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways and turn from our wicked ways. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, and you will heal our land. Hallelujah. And you will heal our bodies. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, for putting in our hearts and the hearts of people all around, Lord, to repent. Oh, to give them the gift of repentance. Hallelujah. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that we can humble ourselves before you today. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we need you. We cannot do without you. And we want to thank you today, oh, Lord, for leading us and guiding us and directing us the way that we should go, we pray, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for victory today. Thank you for mighty victory. Thank you for many breakthroughs in this country, O Lord, because you know what the desire is, to see a move of God. But we are need to do our part first. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for victory today in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord, for the anointing upon the pastor as he will bring the message to us today. Thank you, Lord, for giving him freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierce us like a two-edged sword, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let the word pierce each and every one of us, we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we want to see a change. We want to see a growth. We want to see, oh, Lord, that we can go out and bear fruit, and our fruit shall remain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Praise your holy name. As we are about to receive this offering, thank you, Lord, for providing every need in this body of believers. Provide every need, O Lord, in the church as well. We pray in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that we won't meet the requirement. We want to walk in obedience. And we want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for touching us today in such a mighty way. Oh, thank you, Father. Let it be a heart change. Let it be a heart transplant. We pray in the name of Jesus. Told us, bring your tithes into the storehouse that it will be meat in my house. Approve me herewith, said the Lord. Of course, if I do not open you the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that it may not be enough room to receive it. And no, Lord, you mean what you say. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, that we are going to give to the work of the Lord. We are going to give with gladness. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, for mighty victory today. Praise your holy name. Thank you for touching everybody, everyone that gives a testimony today. And we pray, O Lord, that your name today will be glorified in this service. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
At this time, the people at Resurrection Life of Jesus Church are giving their tithes and offerings as part of the worship service. You too can participate even if you're not physically with us by writing out a check and mailing it, or using the donation link at the bottom of the homepage. Please remember that God uses His people to finance His work on this earth. God gives us the ability to work and make money, and in return asks that His people give back a tenth. Thank you for being obedient and being part of our service.
Got a few prayer requests here that I want to share with you. And all of us have seen this week how the gasoline prices have gone up. And I want to read to you an article here, and very short. But I wanted to share with you why we have the gas prices the way we have it. The U.S. still imports more than half of its oil. But thanks to declining demand for products made from crude, the country is now supplying the rest of the world with gasoline. The United States is awash in gasoline. So much so, in fact, that the country is exporting a record amount of it. The country exported 430,000 more barrels of gasoline a day than it imported in September, according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. That is about twice the amount at the start of the year, and experts and industry insiders say the trend is here to stay. The United States began exporting gasoline in late 2008. For decades prior, stating in 1960, the country used all the gas it produced, plus more from imported gasoline from other places in Europe. But demand for gasoline dropped nearly 10% in recent years. It went from a peak of 9.6 million barrels a day in 2007 to 8.8 million barrels today, according to the EIA. The drop was caused partially by the recession, but also by the advent of more fuel-efficient vehicles, higher prices, and a greater use of ethanol as ingredients in gasoline. Demand for the product made from crude oil, like diesel and jet fuel, also declined, although not as much. To be sure, the United States is still importing plenty of oil to make that gasoline, and it is still dependent on foreign countries for well over half the crude it uses. But now the country's massive refining infrastructure is producing more gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel than the United States needs, freeing it up to be exported to places like Brazil, Mexico, and Chile, where demand is still strong. The Wall Street Journal, which has reported on the export trend last week, said the United States is on track this year to be a net exporter of refined products for the first time in 62 years. We got plenty of excess refining capacity, said Jonathan Colgan, a spokesman for EIA. It's a reminder that this is the global oil market. It's reflected by the movement of products to where that we get the highest prices. Oil's up, gas is down. Why? Mark Williams, global head of refining and trading and marketing for Royal Dutch Shell, said exporting diesel and other refined products from the United States used to happen fairly irregularly, but is now becoming much more common. It's growing as a new business, he said, although he cautioned the United States would probably not become a huge exporter of fuel. Still, the ability to export oil is good news for Shell or the oil companies like Exxon, Mobil, BP, Chevron, and so on. They can't use their extensive modern refining in the United States to make gasoline. They can use their extensive and modern refineries in the United States to make gasoline for the rest of the world. But it may be bewildering for American drivers who could experience record high gas prices next year, even though U.S. demand could hit the lowest level in a decade, said Tom Closer, chief oil analyst at the Oil Price Information Service. Now, here are these prices now. Gasoline in Sweden right now in February, they pay $9.50 per gallon. That's the price in Sweden, $9.50 a gallon. In Belgium, they pay a little bit less. They only pay $7.50 per gallon. So what's happening now is this, that we have been bombarded to have fuel-efficient cars, drive less, this and that. We have a surplus of gasoline instead of lower prices. They said, no. We're going to export that gasoline, and as a reward for you of using less gasoline, we're going to raise the price on you. The world government is not looking after the American people. Matter of fact, it hates us. American investors are not looking after the American people. They despise us. And if the American people do not look to God and repent of their sins, we are doomed to higher fuel prices and destruction of our lifestyle to travel in our own country. You got to understand that what they really plan to do is this. They want to level the price out. So if the gas prices are laying between $7 and $9 in Europe, they are going to squeeze us until they can get $7 to $9 a gallon here, and then they don't have to export it. They can make even a bigger profit. Now, we are doomed to higher food prices and the destruction of our lifestyle to travel in our country unless we repent and seek God as a nation. We need to pray that the American people are convicted over their sins and repent and seek God. Without this, there will be no reprieve. And last week, the price of oil rose to $103.24 per barrel, an increase of $4.57 in 1 week, no reason given. Now let me give you some other bad news. The Canadian government and the oil companies up in Canada wanted to build a pipeline that would go from Canada down to Louisiana, Texas, here, that would create 10,000 jobs and get us more oil and cheaper gasoline. Well, a friend in the White House simply said, you know, due to the environmental causes, we cannot build that pipeline. They postponed that pipeline. So you know what the Canadians said? Fine. You can do whatever you want. They have now decided to build a pipeline that goes west to the west coast of Canada, and they're going to sell all the oil to China. So there goes the pipeline that could have given us lots of jobs and more oil. You can see right now that Obamacare is not benign. Obamacare is simply a very bad situation. But I believe it's part of a judgment of God. We need to pray for this, that we will repent. But I will not be surprised if we, next year, are paying between $6 and $7 a gallon for our gasoline. And that will simply create chaos in this country, which is what they want. And they will then simply say, well, give us a czar. We will give you a czar that will solve this problem. His name is the Antichrist. Okay, we want to thank all the people who helped us with our finances last week. We have been able to pay our current bills and 30 mortgages too, and 33% of the rent on the church. Amen. And we need to have in the rest. So let's pray today that God will bless his people they can give. Today is a very light day in the church. Number of people on vacation, other people didn't show up. And in the flesh, just looking at the number of people here, I would say that our offering here today would be very low. And we got to come up with $2,000 rent to finish up this month. And if you are a friend of mine, you've been watching this ministry for some time on a webcast, you tune us in every week, but you never have given, would you consider, it costs money for us to be able to have these facilities, would you consider this? I want to keep this minister going. I want to watch him on the web. So would you send some money? We need some money this week. And I appreciate that very much. We need to pray hard for rain in California. Time is slipping and we need to have our snow and rain to carry through the summer. God's in charge of the weather and his angel will do what God tells him to do. As a people, we're not reserved to be blessed, but let's ask God for mercy. And Marlene from Chico, California, requested prayer for a 32-year-old daughter who is not able to leave home and get a job. She's filled with fear, and it's obvious that she has a severe arrested development spirit. Let us pray that God will open the door for us, that this woman can be set free and live a normal life. So this is my prayer request today, so warriors, would you come on up?
Father God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the word of God that was spoke here today, the good preaching, Lord. Tells it like it is, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, like was said in the message, we need to keep our eye on the prize, our eyes on Jesus. And so that is our prayer. Help us to do that. We thank you, Father, for many wonderful blessings that you've bestowed upon us, Lord. We are thankful. We want to declare that on a daily basis. Father God, I want to lift up this situation with these oil producers and the world government and their greedy, greedy hands, Lord. Some are never, never satisfied. And we know that the world government, along with their big corporations, want to bring about their great society and bring their leader to power, which we know who he is, and we are against that. We know that day will come, but we are also asking, Father, for more time, time to give the gospel. But if we give the gospel to a people that do not hear, it would be pointless. So you have to open up the ears of the people to receive the gospel. And so, Father, that is our prayer. Meanwhile, we thank you for mercy for the people in America who are deaf and dumb, that we would still to be able to maintain our way of life, and it is tied to oil prices. A percentage of it is tied to oil prices. And we don't want to see riots in the street. So we thank you, Father, for bringing the price down. Let these oil ministers be confounded. Let things go in the way of the people. And we just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you are Jehovah Jireh, provider. Oh Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, you are peace. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord, that you are going to supply all our needs. It doesn't matter how this congregation looks, oh Lord. We may not be too many people, but, oh Lord, you're not impressed by the crowds. You're not impressed, oh Lord, by the thousands, oh Lord, that attend. Oh Lord, you are the God that shall supply our needs. You are source. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, today that you put it in the hearts, as you put in the hearts of new people around the world that watch us over the internet, over the webcast, to send money in. I pray, O Lord, that you put it in the hearts of more new people, or more people to start sending money. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we know that you are going to supply all their needs. They can never overgive you. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, for touching hearts today all over the world that they can send for the work of the Lord. And we praise you and thank you, Heavenly Father, for being our provider, oh Lord, that we can always seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. And that's what we want to do, Lord, to seek you first. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need, O Lord. The rent will be paid in full, will be up to date. The taxes will be paid. Every salary will be paid. And we want to thank you and praise you, Lord. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, right now we lift up Marlene's daughter from Chico, California. She's 32. She has arrested development, can't leave home to go get a job. And Father God, we pray right now that that spirit of fear causing her not to be able to go out be released from her, God's holy angels to capture and destroy it, cast it into outer darkness till they go to the lake of fire and any liars that follow behind. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to set her free. You can set her free. She doesn't need man to do it. You set her free and get her out there started. And when she gets started, you're going to give her something to do for Jesus Christ. You're going to give her a ministry. Have her love Jesus so much that she's going to overcome this fear. The Holy Spirit's going to take it, set her free from it. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, that she's going to live a normal life and she's going to do work for Jesus Christ. And Father, we give you the honor and the glory for everything you do in Marlene's daughter. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just want to lift up the rain situation, Father God, and I also want to ask you for mercy, Heavenly Father, that you would let the rains come and let the crops have the water that we need to get us through the summer, Father God, and the snow, Heavenly Father, in the mountains. Heavenly Father, you know the needs that we have, and you know what we have need of, Father God. We need the rain, Heavenly Father. We just pray that you send the clouds full of water to just rain on this land, Father God, to just drench it with water. Give us a surplus, Heavenly Father, the things that we need, Father God. We praise you and thank you in Jesus' name that you'll meet this need, Father God, for your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we just want to thank you. Excuse me. We want to thank you, Lord, for all of the answered prayers of this week. Each one of us, I'm sure, has raised more than one petition to you and asked you for help, Lord God, in some area. And Father God, you hear all of our prayers and you answer them. And sometimes we don't recognize the answer or we're not thankful enough when we do see it. And we just take it for granted. Father, forgive us for that. And I want to lift up especially today Danny Strasener. Father God, I thank you that you're going to touch his body and that you're going to heal it. And I command every demon spirit that's holding him in bondage in the damage to his back and his bone structure to loose him and be bound and chained and cast into prison where you will not torment him anymore. In the name of Jesus, and in the name of Jesus, let him just receive it, Lord God, and be healed. And I pray the same for Ina. In the name of Jesus, let her endocrine system and her lymphatic system and every part of her body, bloodstream, and every enzyme and in her body to be working towards her total health and total healing. Father God, rebuild the body that you gave her and give her a new one in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for hearing our prayers. And Father, I stumble over names. Okay, Mrs. DiCarlo and her leg, Lord God. And I pray for her leg that it will be totally healed and strengthened very quickly. And she'll be up and walking with no damage, permanent damage, and no after effects in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing our prayers. Thank you that we can come to you like the people in the Bible that believed you and they came to you and asked for simple things, simple for Jesus, but not for us. And he always healed them. He said in the word, he healed everyone who came to him. And so I give you these three people, Lord God, and ask you to totally heal them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we lift up Jan Pettersson in Sweden to you right now. We thank you, Lord, that things are going well there, Father God, and they're just wonderful. And we pray, Lord, that this job he's been working right now will turn into a permanent job, Lord, where he will get a paycheck, not just be on welfare, Father God. And we thank you for that. That unemployment will cease and he will be getting a full paycheck, Father God. And we thank you that you have a very definite plan for his life, Lord. And we thank you for what he's doing for this ministry. And we praise you for that. And most of all, I want to thank you, Father God, for the joy that John has right now, as I spoke with him, Father God, earlier today. That he's feeling at peace with you, Lord. He's doing your work. And the joy of the Lord is upon him. And we thank you for that. And we praise you now. And Father God, thank you for answering all the prayers that we've prayed here today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated.
Good morning. We're going to take a few testimonies.
I'll give my testimony. I just want to say that I am truly thankful to have the Word of God and the teaching and the understanding of the Bible, because without it, it would be quite the program, you know. And it is very valuable in my life. So I'm always having opposition. And I believe that is the Christian walk. There will always be opposition. So, but having the Word in you, you know who wins the war. We do. We already did win the war. But we have battles along the way still. So, and it is reassuring, the scripture that I've been quoting to myself day in and day out, and that is that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, so, and the rulers of darkness of this world. And so I'm just basically sharing that what's been a comfort to me as I'm engaging in these battles. So, and I am thankful to have the knowledge of the battle, pretty much. So, and I am, like most people, sometimes want to throw in the towel. Want to just say, forget it. But something just keeps driving me forward, you know. And it's like, I know it's the hand of God rejuvenating me, pretty much. Or maybe kicking me sometimes. But it is, it is the knowledge to know that in the end, there is a great reward. And that everything here on this earth is temporal. Now that's hard to wrap your mind around too. You know? Because, you work, you purchase something, and, so, there are attachments to things that you have in life. You know, it's just the facts. But there's a battle in the mind over it. And I think I told my wife yesterday, I said, I got some news I wasn't real happy about this weekend. And I told her, I don't want to talk about it tonight. And I have to kind of compartmentalize my mind a little bit and say, I'm going to dwell on these good things tonight, and I'm not going to pick that up tonight. I will pick it up on Monday morning or whenever, but and that's just how I deal with it. I'm not going to be overwhelmed. I'm not going to let myself get depressed. So I have to maybe shove it in that little compartment and close the door. And open up this other compartment that has joy in it, and rest in there, and hang out in that room for a while. So, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but that's kind of the gist of it for me. And I am thankful to be here today to hear this good word. So, and I'm thankful also that I can hear God telling me to do this or do that. And lately he's told me to gear up. And that means get ready for bigger things. Plan for bigger things. Expect bigger things. Move forward. And so at the same time, the devil's saying, why don't you quit? Why don't you quit? Take it easy. Don't move so fast. You know what I mean? This is the battle. This is the battle. So anyway, that's my testimony about the few things that are going on in my world. Okay. So do we have any more testimonies this morning? Okay. I'm going to close. Also, remind everybody that daily we need to pray for our sister Ina. Daily, as God puts her on your heart, because she's in the thick of the battle. And we are the troops that have surrounded her, that God has appointed. He's appointed us to be part of that troop. So let's be faithful in that. Okay. So, Father God, thank you for this day. We thank you for our many blessings. We thank you for the word. And Lord, we also thank you that we have a vision for the future. And it is good. And you've shown me in my mind that Ina is going to be renewed like that of the eagle. So that's what I'm believing, that's what I'm praying for, and that's what I'm expecting to see. And that's what I already do see. And I thank you, Father God, that you would have your angels protecting her, and that she will soon be dancing down here in front. In the name of Jesus, amen.